Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. I tell you what, in this church, you have like three services in one service. The praise and worship is like having a service on its own. Then the offering is definitely a service on its own. I mean, it's just life-changing. And then we get the Word, and God brings us all this stuff. Make sure your heart is open. Have an open heart. Receive. Now listen, we are a Spirit-filled church and a Word church. And my main function really is to equip you, the saints. And in order to equip you, I've got to challenge you. Sometimes some people don't quite like what they're hearing. It's not what I'm saying. It's what you're living. I've had people come to me so many services. You were speaking to me. One woman came and said, who told you about my, you know? I said, no. Or you were talking directly to me. I'll never forget the first service where I got saved. That pastor, there were 5,000 people in our church, but he was speaking to me and no one else. That's what I received that day. And so God will speak to each and every one of us, and He will challenge us. And the challenge is to improve our lives and better us so that we end up looking more like Jesus, sounding more like Jesus. Amen. So don't take an offense ever. Open your eyes, open your ears, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what it is He's trying to show you and grow. And then don't just be a hearer, because hearers often are not doers. You've got to be a hearing doer or a doing hearer. Amen. We write a song called a do why did he. We've got to hear and we've got to speak and we've got to do. Amen. Some people knew that song. I can see them. You're giving your age away. Who knows how it goes? How does it go? Do why did he. My Lord, help me, Jesus. I'll give you a round of applause. Praise God. Okay, so this word that I'm bringing today may challenge some of you. And we're talking about being Spirit-filled with the evidence, one of the evidences of speaking in other tongues, your heavenly language. Now, some people might have learned that that is not for today. They might have heard wrong things like that's not of God, etc., etc. I don't even want to mention what they say. But some people may feel kind of a little bit challenged today. Amen. Because I remember, to me, it was like gibberish. And we're going to talk today about receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, it is a gift. The Holy Spirit is given to us as a gift. Jesus gave us salvation as a gift. Righteousness is a gift into our lives. Grace and mercy truly is a gift. You understand? For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is of God who gave it to us. You understand? It's a gift of God. And so we thank God. And receiving the Holy Spirit is receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. And when we become born again in John 3:3, the Holy Spirit comes and He abides in us. He comes to live with us. He's the one who raises us up from a dead situation to a lively situation, back to life. Amen. And then He lives with us. And while He's living there with us, wherever we go, the Holy Spirit is with us. But we showed you all the scriptures, a lot of scriptures in the last weeks, about how the Holy Spirit is sent to lead me and guide me once I get saved. But I need another infilling, and we showed you how it happens after salvation, where the power comes on you. The power. Remember, Jesus, they were saved. Remember, this is a great example. They were saved because the disciples were saved because they saw Jesus resurrected. They spent time with Him when He was resurrected. They walked with Him. They ate with Him. Thomas put his hands in his side and his fingers. They knew He was alive. And salvation is seeing and believing that Jesus is alive. And they saw, so they were saved. And then Jesus said these words to them. He said, I want you to be a witness to me unto all of the world. Samaria first, and then all of the world. He said, but before you go, now they've been saved, they've got the Holy Spirit, right? Because the Holy Spirit is the one who saves you. Romans 8:11. But if He that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, then He that raised Jesus from the dead will also quicken your mortal body by His Spirit which dwelleth in you. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is the same Spirit that raised us from the dead. Amen. And so Jesus said, but before you go into the world and preach about me, you need some power. You need to wait until you are endued with power from on high. And then 50 days later, the day of Pentecost, when the church was born, the Holy Spirit came and He sat on each and every one of them in the upper room, and cloven tongues of fire came upon them, and they saw like fire or something they experienced, and they all began speaking in other tongues. And it was so loud that the people in the area heard them and came to see what was going on. And that same day, the man who was a coward, who denied Jesus 3 times. I don't know him. I never knew him. I'm not part of that deal. Peter, the same man who was a coward there, after he was filled with the Spirit, he came outside, and those thousands of people that were in Jerusalem for the celebration came, and he stood up there and he said, this Christ whom you crucified, He's the one who brought this Holy Spirit. I mean, he stood up there with a boldness. Why? Because the Holy Spirit came on him. Come on. You need the Holy Spirit to do miracles, signs, and wonders. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who then went about doing good and healing because God was with him, healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. And so the Holy Spirit comes with His power. So the initial infilling, He comes and resides to lead you and to guide you. But when the power of the Holy Spirit comes and you get full of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to talk about that today and show you. And so John 14, verse 17, if you quick turn there, and otherwise write down the notes, and let's see. You know, you need to read these things for yourselves. John 14, 17, he says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, cannot have the Holy Ghost. They're not born again. So they're not clean enough. They haven't got a righteous temple for Him to reside in. He says, the Spirit of truth. What is He the Spirit of?
Truth.
Truth. Who's the father of lies? The devil. And the Spirit of truth. Can you see the two different ones? Remember Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come to give you life and to give you more abundantly, John 10:10. There's a differentiation right there. Devil bad, God good. So simple. Devil bad, God good. What's happening to me? It's bad, not God. Come on. And in the middle of the bad, God can turn that into good. Romans 8:28, right? What the enemy means for your destruction, God can turn to your good. Now, God does chastise us. I've got to keep telling people. He does chastise the ones he loves. But he doesn't come with cancer. He doesn't come with bankruptcy. He doesn't come with divorce. He doesn't kill your kids. He doesn't kill your pets. He does none of that stuff. He doesn't cause you to have an accident. None of that stuff. He trains us and chastises us with the Spirit of God and the Word. I'm telling you, this word might chastise some of you today. You might feel, oh, so angry at me. You say I can pray in tongues. I don't believe it. You might be offended. And God is chastising you right there. Yeah. He doesn't come with that other stuff. You got to always remember, devil bad, God good. Very simple. Say it. Devil bad, God good. Now you all say it again.
Devil bad, God good.
It's very simple, right?
Yes.
Amen. We don't give God the devil's rap. Well, didn't God create hurricanes? And when the hurricane comes and takes... No, that came from the curse. And the devil brought that curse in the way he tricked Adam and Eve, right? And so the curse came. Amen. Devil bad, God good. Remember that always. Sickness. How would we... What do we just have sickness? Is it good or is it bad? Really? So where does it come from? God?
No.
No. But if I didn't get this sickness, this cancer on me, I wouldn't have been in the hospital and I wouldn't have prayed for that person and they got saved. So God put on me to help them. No, no, no. You're just stupid because you could have walked in there healed. You could have gone there holy as an evangelist and told them. You didn't have to get sick. Wasn't God. Come on. I'm done with people blaming God for the devil's work. Amen. And I will never blame God for anything negative in my life, ever. It's either the devil or it's me. Sometimes you can't differentiate right there. All right. Amen. And so he says, the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive and take to its heart because it does not see him or know him. Don't try to tell a sinner that he's a sinner. Tell him he needs Jesus. He knows he's a sinner. He likes being a sinner. He enjoys it. We all did. And then we got saved. We said, "Whoa, I got sin in my life." And we started to change it. They cannot receive it. They cannot believe it. They cannot receive it. But you know him because he, the Holy Spirit, remains with you continually and will be in you. So we've got the Holy Ghost. At salvation, you get the Holy Spirit. Amen. However, there is another experience following salvation called receiving the Holy Spirit or being filled with the Holy Spirit. Some people say baptized in the Holy Spirit. Doesn't matter the terminology. It's all in the Bible. But it's what you understand right in this instance. Ephesians 5:18, it says, keep on being filled with the Spirit. You've got to keep getting refilled and filled with the Holy Spirit. We are being filled with the Holy Spirit at all times. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. You can see even the Spirit of God came on Jesus. And then when Jesus came out of the wilderness, he came back in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Bible says. Remember, 40 days and nights he was tempted in the wilderness. And he came back out of that temptation in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You saw the Holy Ghost come on him at the baptism. You see him coming out there full of the Holy Spirit. And then he says how God's anointed him to do all that he's doing. When he walked on the water, that was due to the Holy Spirit. When he multiplied the loaves and the fish, there was the Holy Ghost doing the work. When you lay hands on someone, they get healed. That's the Holy Spirit working through you. When you stand on your own two feet and say, by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. And the sickness goes, it's the Holy Spirit. Come on. Amen. And so we saw in scriptures that born again people were getting filled with the Spirit and then began speaking in other tongues. So I want to look at Acts 10. And this is just showing you that they spoke in tongues. Acts 10 verse 35. In every nation, God accepts those who fear him and do what is right. Amplified says, by seeking him. Get saved. You seek God, you receive God. This is a message of good news for the people of Israel, that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. Lord means owner. Amen? So when you say, my Lord, you say, you're my owner. Is he really? Is he Lord of all or is he Lord of some?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall.